My girlfriend likes explosive surprises. My girlfriend says, "I have a surprise for you." I know it was going to be something crazy and probably would stunt my growth or at least throw my back out when I'd have to walk around for a week like Quasimodo while swinging my arms and grunting in great pain, or confusion like King Kong while airplanes shoot me down, or maybe I'd climb a tire like Gonga while taking a bullet for the team just to hear her whisper as I lay dying, "You're a better man than me, Gonga Dong." Something always crazy involves me, where I always get hurt or mortally wounded. I always say, I don't like surprises, but that doesn't never stop her. She always makes me do stuff that I don't want to do. Like, she'll buy me a slippers and force my swelled up Barney Rubble feet, or buy me a shirt too small that I will never wear, making me try it on by pulling it over my head like stuffing a fat girl in a rubber girdle. "You'll look good in this, and I know it's a woman's instinct, just like my mother when she would cut my hair so I'd look like a moron and the kids would point at me and make fun, because that's what women do to a man that's minding his own business and not bothering anyone who just wants to be left alone, who might be doing something really important like reading the sports page, looking at the point spread of the NFL games. And you'll just sit there like a chooch, which is an Italian word for jackass, and your mind racing with your mouth. She always makes me do stuff." And I say, "Please, I just want to rest, say a rosary, or read the Bible." And she jumps up on my lap from a big blue bag with a smiley face, pulls a big tube. "I got us some Astroglide," which I, of course, say, "Oh boy." She says, "Wait till tonight, I'm going to get you." I, of course, say, "All right." Well, later that night, I forget, but she didn't, and I'm first to bed. And while dozing off into a dream like listening to an old country song, "I don't care if it rains or freezes, long as I got my plastic Jesus riding on the dashboard of my car." And as I lay helpless in a dozing dream, I feel the weight of her body, and dreaming I'm driving an 18-wheeler, and I pick her up because she's hitchhiking, and she climbs into the rig and flashes me all the leg. Thunder thigh, whoa. And I push the pedal with my big Barney Rubble foot, and I drive to Motel 6. But it's not a Motel 6, but a Blue Moon Hotel, where as a boy with hormones happening, I would visit every week with a lover, and we would do the rammy jammy on the water bed, and there were silk sheets and mirrors on the ceiling, and I can't remember the woman's name. And I called her Zelda, and the woman says, "That's not my name, Chooch." And I'd hear myself yelling, "You scream, I scream, we all scream for Astro Cream," or, "You can ride, but run, but you can't hide from Astroglide." And I can feel her hand on my stiffy while I'm trying to get out of these tight slippers, and I read the bottle, which has a warning in big red letters: "Do not mix Astroglide with Rogaine." "No, please stop, don't stop." And I'm telling her that we will become combustible and explode, and my penis and balls will explode and fly out the window, and the pit bull buddy will eat them. And I tell her she will also be consumed by the blast, and the homicide detectives will find our nude bodies and the empty bottle of Astroglide, and we will both be dead as two doornails, both burnt to a crisp. I penis-less and bald with a grin on my mug while the crime lab photographer takes pictures. And our spirits will be floating around the room, and they will be saying, "Look at his smiley face. What a chooch. He should have never mixed." Astroglide with Rogaine. I walk up and she's squatting over me. Please, not tonight, honey. They killed King Kong and Gong-a-Dong, and I lost on the over and under and have a terrible headache. But you can rub the Astroglide on my feet as I drifted off again like I was driving an 18-wheeler off a 1,000-foot cliff, and know all is good. I wrote that this morning.
Oh, good.
So that's the fun shit you can have with poetry.
Wow.